People are not happy with the last ceasefire because the main needs for the IDPs is to come back again to their homes, which is recently occupied by GOS after the last advances. Yes, it has because it become more quiet and calm and people are able to take breath, but in the same time, they are willing and they are hoping that they will be able to come back to their homes again. In general, Corona affect daily life of the population here in Idlib city. After Corona spread in different countries around Syria, like Turkey, Iraq, Jordan, and there is also some cases in GOS area. So people in Idlib feel worried about arriving corona. The situation of the people was bad, and with approaching arriving corona to Idlib will be the worst. From the medical part and as a response to the situation, health facility started with new procedures. They suspend all the activities in most of the health facilities, and now they are receiving only the ER cases with emergency OT. For population, of course, people with MSF team are worried. The movement of the population is still somehow normal. It is, I can say, it is not like the past before Corona. It's somehow less, but still there is a movement for population. In a street, in a daily basis, and this because there is no authority can force people to stay home, and people need to continue their daily life activities to ensure that they can stay alive and get some money from their work. Otherwise, the situation is going to be more miserable. In general, yeah, you can see also some NGOs who do a lot awareness campaign in all the free area in Idlib and it is countryside, just to ensure that people know about this coronavirus. Also related all to the public places here, it is closed. I mean, related to university, college, some institutions, the public institutions, all these was suspend the work, schools, in general to halls of wedding and most of the general places where the people are gathering, let's say it is closed for being time as a response and preparedness to Corona. For us, and as a response to the preparedness of Corona, we did start doing some training, technical training related to rise awareness and how you can deal in daily life and in the general life with Corona. We start doing this training for other local actors, also the safety of the staff to follow some procedures. The one who let's say work in the base in the field here, and also the one who go in a daily visit to the camps. Also there is some technical support related to delivering some brochures, rising awareness of population, deliver hygiene kit in some camps, and increasing, of course, this mainly for the next week to increase our capacity related to the hygiene and deliver in the camp and rise general basic of cleaning for all the population in the camp. We did context and security follow-up and security update. I did a morning update for all the teams here in the field about the context, mainly during the emergency, follow up the movement of the new arrival and check their needs, follow up the new camps, and network with other partner and coordinate the work with them and follow up closely all the activities of the project here. The most difficult part of my job is the big needs in the field in compared with the limited support. During the last movement of the people, which was the biggest, we tried to do all our efforts to help people, but finally the need is too big, and it is bigger than that any NGOs can cover. And what is presented is only part of the need. The context was bad also, and didn't allow to us to do the movement in daily basis and check and follow up the need. The bad context condition make our movement is too limited. In needs is food, bread, latrines for the new camps, water and water tank, NFI, tents, and medical care. Most common diseases is lower and upper respiratory tract infection, urine tract infection, and some skin diseases mainly. To be able to increase the response, we need more fund and support, because the large need in the area, of course, at the beginning of the crisis in Syria, you can see large number of NGOs working in the area. But after years from start the crisis, the number of the NGOs and the local charity become too limited and cannot cover the need. We need also more trained staff who has a big experience in dealing with emergency response and able to move and increase this response. Definitely, yes, because since the start of Syrian revolution before 9 years, it is the first time that the number of the IDPs reach more than 1 million of people with a limited response. I was working with MSF since 2012 and see all the previous scenarios and the result of each scenario. I can confirm this was the worst one for the following reasons. The number one, people stay in a free area, need to move towards the border, which is the only choice they have it now. They don't trust anymore with GOS, and they are not willing to come back to the area under the control of GOS anymore. So they force themselves to go to border areas. The large number of the IDPs, which reach, as we mentioned, more than 1 million of people. Also, more than 10 big hospitals was targeted during the last 4 months. In addition to the displaced forests to be and to stay in this narrow remaining area where everything is too expensive and you cannot, let's say, get to work easily here. It is poverty with many needs. The new camp installed randomly near the Turkish border, other camp between the mountain and valleys. The weather is too cold with heavy rain causing flooding for those staying in the valleys and blocking the road. The road are too bad due to the rain. They feel desperate to great extent that make them leave their material whenever they move. They took their furniture once and twice because they have hope that will settle in a new location. When people left their homes for the first and second time, they try to take all their things with them and they start a new life in the new location, hoping and thinking that they will stay here and know a new movement again. They try not to move so far from their homes on hope to come back again to their homes. Then suddenly they found themselves to leave tens of times, which makes them not to start any new work or a plan, and no need to move any of their luggage because of the desperate and because this tense of movement. I'm not from Idlib, but I have bad experience with displaced. I'm near the border since, I mean here in Atima, since 2016. Before that, I left my home where I was living in northern Aleppo countryside, going also to the borders for more than one time. I moved three or four times to different locations, and in each time you need to start again from the zero in the new locations and start to build and establish a new life for you. I decided not to leave because I'm still having this feeling where I can help my people. I didn't leave because my family are still here and I cannot leave them alone. I didn't leave because there are still areas without regime forces, and I will stay as there are liberated area. I don't regret so far, but when there is no such area, I will leave directly. I live with my wife and my two sons. One is 2 years and one is only nine months. For European citizen, they cannot prevent or plan the Syrian refugee for leaving to Europe, because the Syrian, they saw the death many times. When they were here in Syria, they lost their father, mother, son, homes, where spent many years to build it. They are looking just for safe place where they can continue their lives. Yeah, what they saw here in the area during these years, it was too difficult. It is affect a lot. So just they are trying to go far, to find some location, some place without plans in the sky, without shelling, without hearing the voices of the gun shoot, the pearl bombing, the airstrikes. Here in Syria since the beginning, I feel sadness and sorry about what happened to my country, but it is not in our hands. Yeah, death and destruction in everywhere, and hope that one day this war will be end soon, and we will come back to live like normal, like other people living in other countries, in a free Syria, hoping that for all the Syrian, of course.